Hi, this is Dick DeMeo. And if you're not listening to the Grilling Guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in the beautiful downtown Spartan Studios in Grand Rapids. I'm Jop. He's Bob. Good morning, Bob.
I'm chewing on a meat stick with cheese in it from Sobeys. I can't even talk.
All right. Well, then I think on the line right now we've got our friend Merle from Al and Bob Sports. Merle, you out there?
How you doing, guys?
Hey, we're doing fantastic. How you doing, man? Are you coming off that high of deer opener? Your store's probably empty right now, isn't it?
Yeah. There's not a whole lot of people here right now. Most of them should be in the woods, I would think, yeah.
Yeah, I bet the inventory's down, too, man. I just got to tell you, once again, that muzzle loader is just fantastic. I've not shot anything with it yet, but I've shot at some things, and it's dead on right out of the box. So
yeah, but cars don't count.
Right, yeah.
Well, awesome. That's good to hear. I was wondering how that shot for you.
Yeah, just great. Absolutely great.
So, Merle, in the last 10 days, I have seen 4 trophy bucks, okay, from Kansas to Michigan. I got a shot at 2 of them. One I completely missed because it was about 42 yards out, which reminds me, I need a range finder, and I need your advice there. Because 42 yards, that's a tough bow shot.
Oh, hold on, Merle, I can handle that one. Use one, Bob.
I don't have one.
Oh.
And the other thing is, then the last one I just shot at was a Monster 8 up in Hawkins, and I shoulder shot him. And I think part of the problem is I'm rushing my shot, but I don't know. I got to get dialed in somehow. I need your help.
Well, Bobby, you know, it happens to the best of us, but, you know, that's how it goes. That's bow hunting. But, yeah, these guys, anybody that needs our help, you know, they're having problems hitting deer or, you know, having problems shooting out of a tree stand, come on down to the range, and we can help you out with some form and some things to look at when you're actually hunting deer, because a lot of people don't actually hunt or practice out of a tree stand, but almost everybody hunts out of a tree stand, so it doesn't make a whole lot of sense. So there are some things to learn about shooting out of a tree stand that can help you.
That's still the difficulty for me, so I want to come down this week, and I think I need a couple weeks in there with you.
All right, that sounds great. Yeah, we'll get you set up and talk about some forms to use when you're shooting out of a tree stand, so you don't shoot high. That's what a lot of people do.
Yeah, exactly. That the angle when you're shooting down changes the aiming point. Hey, Merle, tell us a little bit about that big buck contest. How's that going?
The big buck contest is great. I think we have almost 20 more entries than we had last year at this time. So, you know, it's been fantastic. There's been a lot of real nice bucks entered in our contest, and we're going to be picking the winner here next week, and there's some real tough competition out there, no doubt about it.
Hey, Brian Fongers, our producer here today, as usual, and he wants to tell folks how to find your website, your contest on our BBL website.
You can find the Big Buck Contest at the Bikita and Bentley webpage at WBBL.com.
Great. It's worth a trip because the pictures on that site are phenomenal.
Yeah, there's some really nice bucks. And, you know, all they have to do is, if they have a photo and they just want to enter their buck, it's not too late. So all they have to do is take a digital photo, and they can upload it right on WBBL's website and get it in there before, you know, we judge the contest next week.
Oh, that's cool. All right, I'm going to come down there, and I'm going to bring my bow and shoot it, and then I'm going to take a look at some of those bow techs. Do you do trade-ins?
Oh, we can do a trade-in for you, sure.
Great. All right, Merle, thanks so much for joining us this morning. I'm sure you got to get back to work.
Thanks, Bob. Appreciate it.
Okay, dude. That was Merle from Allen Bob Sports, and what a great resource those guys are.
Yeah, they're fantastic. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning, 107.3 WBBL-FM. We have our favorite Remembrance Road butcher in the studio with us, Tim Sobey from Sobey's Meats. And, Tim, I want to talk a little bit about, this is a Thanksgiving Day show. Turkey Day is just 4 or 5 days away. You know, one of the things that I'm always a little confused about is, do I get a frozen turkey or do I get a fresh turkey? And I don't think you can really go wrong with either, but let's let's talk a little bit about fresh, because that's what a meat market would have versus maybe a bigger grocery store like a Spartan store or something would probably carry more frozen birds than fresh. But let's talk about fresh birds and what makes them different.
Fresh definitely are going to be better tasting. They're going to be moister. The ones that we get, they're from Otto Farms. They are steroid hormone free. Takes a little longer for them to finish out, but the taste is so well worth it. And because they've never been frozen and they have that fresh taste, you will, if you cooked one side by side with a frozen one, you will definitely taste a difference. And I'm convinced the bigger the bird, the better the flavor.
Really?
Yeah, the first year we were in biz, a guy ordered a 35-pounder. I quick called up. They had one left. I said I'd take it. I literally ran out the door. The guy was just pulling out of the parking lot. I got an answer that fast. Called him. He never came back in. 2 days later, he said, oh, I already found another one. My wife said, what are we going to do with a 35-pound bird? I said, if nobody buys it, that's our dinner, and it was. We do a cooking bag, you know, for just so we can yickety-yak inside while we're talking and everything else, and it took two bags to cover that bird, okay? It was turkey Lee is going in the oven, and that was the best bird I've ever had. In 2 years since that, actually every year, we'll have at least a 28 to a 30-pound bird, and they're awesome. So big is good.
So back to the turducken for just a second. You can custom make a turducken for me if I tell you what I want stuffed in it.
Yes.
Along with a turkey, duck, and chicken.
Yeah,
you could do a little stuffing and maybe a little some veggies in there or something like that.
Yeah, if you want veggies, we can do that in there, and they're fantastic.
I'm thinking some roasted red peppers, something like that. It'd be cool.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. We'll get one hooked up for you here, and we'll have to bring it down, have it all prepared, ready to go.
Yeah, that sounds great. Hey, Tim Sobey, thanks so much for joining us. I know you've got all kinds of Westsiders dying to get you back behind the meat case, so thanks for joining us, and thanks for feeding us once again.
You bet. Can I just throw a plug in and thank our great team? We have a Super Bowl team of employees there, and they're phenomenal. So stop in and thank them for doing their job.
All right. That is true.
Thanks, guys.
That is true, and a happy bunch, too.
Yeah. Well, coming up next, we're going to talk about processing your turkey, and one of the things that you're going to want to do is a process called brining. We're going to hit that real quick and teach you how to do that, because it's going to make a huge difference in the moisture content in the bird, and it's just going to be very, very flavorful. So stick with us. We're the Grilling Guys. We'll be back.
The Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL-FM.